And to what do I owe this distinction?
We need somebody who's really been around, Mr. Mitchell. And besides that, you're big and strong and smart. And all the kids like you, Dad. And we like your money, too. Now you get it, Peter. You and your big mouth.
And how much does it cost to join this elite little club of yours?
$7.50.
$7.50? Well, what are you boys going to explore? Europe?
See, Dad, all of the members except Seymour here need pit helmets.
Like this.
It's my pop.
They cost $2.50 each, Mr. Mitchell.
I'm sorry, boys.
$5? $4? $2?
Two picks and four sodas?
Thank you, fellas, but I suggest you find somebody for your Explorers Club with a little more adventurous spirit.
Like who?
Well, like your mother over there.
Henry Mitchell.
Come on. I can't be bothered now, boys. I'm very busy.
Gee, Dennis. Where are we going to find a grown-up who likes adventure? And that $7.50 he's not using.
How about Mr. Wilson? He never uses any of his money.
Hey, that's a swell idea, Tommy. And Mr. Wilson's full of adventure. Why, he just wrote an article on travel.
Mr. Wilson has a tight wad.
Mr. Wilson isn't exactly a tight wad, Seymour. He's just awful fond of his money. Come on, let's go ask him.
Collecting stamps again, dear. Hobbies will do you good.
Well, I've got them all grouped according to country now, Eloise. All I have to do is mount them in the album.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, dear.
Dennis, close that window.
Are you cold, Mr. Wilson?
No, I am not. Oh, never mind. Now, what do you children want?
We're starting a brand new Explorers Club, Mr. Wilson, and we want you to be our honorary adult charter member.
Dennis, I have no desire...
Because you've traveled all over, and you're big and strong and...
Flattery will get you nowhere.
And brave. You're also a famous writer, Mr. Wilson, who everyone respects and listens to.
Oh, so you want me to be a charter member, eh? Well... All right.
Three cheers for good old Mr. Wilson. Hip hip
hooray! Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray!
Well, thank you, fellow club members.
That'll be $7.50 initiation fee, Mr. Wilson.
Fine, I get
$7 on better.
$2 sound better?
Dennis, I wouldn't join your silly Explorers Club if you paid me $2.
Hello? Just a minute. It's for you, dear.
All right, boys. Goodbye. Go.
Nice dear, trying to get me to shell out $7. Hello? Speaking.
Eloise, do we know a Mr. Griffin?
I'm calling to inform you, Mr. Wilson, that you are one of the lucky winners in our third annual Family Soap Contest.
I am? Eloise, I won.
What?
Well, look. Of course, I'll be at home at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. My son. Oh, my son.
Your son?
Eloise. Mr. Griffin, I'm afraid the little tyke will be at school at that time, and...
All righty then, Mr. Wilson, I'll drop by after school, around 4:30, to meet those fine youngsters of yours. Now, Mr. Wilson, I won't take no for an answer. Goodbye.
But Mr. Griffin, he hung up.
John, what is this all about? What did you win?
Well, I entered the soap contest a few months ago. Why My Family Likes Family Soap in 25 words or less.
And I thought you were writing all that time.
Well, I won, didn't I?
That's wonderful, dear. But, John, what does all this have to do with our having children?
Look, rule number 3. All contestants
but the family soap contest must be fair.
How many offspring did you tell them we had, John?
Rule number four. In cases where any misrepresentation on the part of the winning contestant can be proven, said prize will be declared forfeited.
How many, dear?
Four boys.
Oh. John, the next time I'm about to become the mother of four sons, please give me a little more notice.
But Eloise, think of all these valuable prizes. Look, $3,000 first prize, second prize, $2,000. Third prize, $1,000, and 300 other valuable prizes.
Now, Dick, you just calm down. For all you know, you may have won one of 300 valuable Chinese back scratchers.
That man wouldn't be coming over here in person tomorrow unless I was a big winner. And he'll expect to meet those four boys.
Well, don't look at me, dear. It's your little family.
Very funny. Very funny. Must be something I can do. Eloise, congratulations. I am about to become a father.
I'm ready for another board, Dennis.
Gee, Mr. Wilson, it sure is swelling to let us put up our new clubhouse in your yard and help us build it.
After all, fellows, what are friends for unless it's to help their fellow friends?
I think he flipped his lamp.
Seymour.
Would you help me hold this board in place, Mr. Wilson? Give me the hammer so I can...
No, I'll nail it up for you, Dennis. I'll nail it right here.
Wilson not only insisted the children build a clubhouse in his yard, but he's even helping them.
I tell you, dear, we may never see the first seven wonders of the world, but we've got front row seats for the eighth.
I'm awful sorry it happened, Mr. Wilson.
So am I. But it's all right now.
Hey, guys, come along swell.
Where's the television antenna?
Seymour, clubhouses don't have television.
Now, that's kid stuff.
Say, boys, I have an idea.
Why, ho!
Why don't I throw a party at my house tomorrow afternoon?
A party? What for? Who cares?
Yeah, well, to celebrate the new clubhouse. And besides, an old friend of mine is coming by tomorrow afternoon, and I'd like him to meet you four boys.
Is this party going to have ice cream and everything?
Ice cream and everything?
What will it cost us?
It won't cost you anything, Seymour. It's on me.
Gee, it sounds swell, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, I'll be there.
But, Dennis, what about our baseball game after school tomorrow at the Green Hornets?
Couldn't you postpone it?
Gee, I don't know, Mr. Wilson. It's a grudge game.
Will there be all the chocolate cakes they need?
With marshmallow icing?
With marshmallow icing.
Hey, guys. It's going to rain tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, paper said something about rain.
Yeah. Fellas, I hereby make a motion that we call a game on account of rain and go to Mr. Wilson's party instead.
I second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No.
No? Are you some kind of a nut, Seymour?
He has to join our club first.
Join your club?
Oh, come on, Seymour. Mr. Wilson helped build our clubhouse, and he's throwing us a free party?
No.
It's no use, Mr. Wilson. Our club bylaws say all votes must be unanimous.
All right. I'll join your silly explorers club for $2. Seymour, do you mind? There you are.
Thanks, Mr. Wilson. Here's a clean pin, Dennis.
Give me your hand, Mr. Wilson.
What for?
Your oath in blood.
My oath in blood?
Yep, he's got some.
Something tells me that you are going to grow up to be a vampire, Seymour.
Does that say as good as a fireman?
Now all you got to do to be a full-fledged member is to get initiated.
Well, that seems like a reason. Get initiated?
Sure. You sure you're tough enough to be a member of the Explorers Club?
It's fun. You gotta do things like eat raw turtle eggs,
or eat a banana while you're hanging upside down from a tree with one knee.
Fellas, I think I have to go into the house for a minute. We'll talk about that later, all right? Oh, and don't forget, I want to see you at my house tomorrow right after school for that party.
Gee, we wouldn't forget that, Mr. Wilson.
And you better make that two chocolate cake.
No, Dennis, I think we're going to need some more wood. The problem is, Tommy, where are we going to get it?
How about that old house they're tearing down on Walnut Street?
Hey, that's a great idea, Scotty. They'll probably give us all the old wood we need just to get rid of it.
Sure, Dennis. Never misses.
Come on, guys, let's go. What's it you're doing, Seymour? You dropped a board back there.
Uh-oh. Hey, you kids. I'll get you for this. Do you hear me?
It was that old board you dropped, Seymour.
Three flat tires. I'll get you kids for this if it's the last thing I do.
Well, I must say, Eloise, you're no help. Here, we may win $3,000 and you're walking out on me.
I told you before, Doc. I thoroughly disapprove of the way you intend passing those poor, unsuspecting children off as your own.
Poor, unsuspecting children, indeed. Eloise, I have just spent over $15 for goodies to make their poor, unsuspecting little tummies jump for joy.
I'm sorry, dear. I refuse to be a party to the deception.
Women, I'll wager you won't hesitate to spend your share of the prize money when I do get it.
That's right, dear. If you get it.
Boys.
Aren't you staying for our swell explorers party, Mrs. Wilson?
Well, thank you, dear, but I'm going forth on an exploring party of my own.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Well, right on time. There it is.
Wow! Look at the cake! Look at those gumdrops! They're on me yet!
Fill yourself up, Seymour. Go ahead. Dig in, boys.
You know something, Mr. Wilson?
Hmm?
All those people who keep saying you're a tightwad, they don't know the real you.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
Could you tell me if there are any small children living around here?
Oh, my goodness, yes. All ages, shapes, and sizes.
Well, these are four boys. So high to so high.
Is one of them a blonde?
Yes, I think he's the leader.
Ah, look, you see that shingle house with the fence around it? I think you'll find them there.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. What is it you want with them?
Well, I have a surprise for them.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
Well, everybody happy?
Yes!
Well, fine.
Fine. Now, I have a favor I'd like to ask of you boys.
I told you he was going to charge us.
I'm not going to charge you, Seymour. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, an old friend of mine is going to drop over this afternoon, and, well, he's due at any minute, and, well, I need your help.
What kind of help, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I want Mr. Griffin, that's the man who's coming over, to think that I am the father of you four boys. As a joke.
That's a joke? Come on, you guys. After this swell party, the least you can do is help Mr. Wilson play a little joke.
It's okay with me.
Me too.
You're too fat to be my father.
Quiet, Seymour.
Yeah, such a big mouth and you.
How can I do that?
Seymour. Now look, for the sake of this little substitute, you, Dennis, will be Timmy, you, Tommy, will be Judd, you, Scotty, will be Harry, and Seymour, you are...
Plaything.
Now, Malcolm.
I don't want to be Malcolm.
Seymour.
I didn't even want to be Seymour.
Now, when Mr. Griffin arrives, let me do the talking. There he is now. Remember now. Timmy, Judd, Harry.
Murray.
Malcolm!
Well, they say us kids play corny jokes on each other.
Yeah, how corny can you get?
Mr. Griffin, come in, come in.
Griffin? My name's Burroughs.
Burroughs?
Oh, they must have sent someone else. I was expecting Mr. Griffin.
Are those your kids?
Yes, they are, Mr. Burroughs.
Brothers, come on now. Don't be shy.
Shy? Who's scared?
Are these all your kids?
I'm not.
Always joking. Yes, they're all mine. Every blessed one of the little tykes.
Mr. Wilson, that man...
Please, Timmy. Oh, that's Timmy. That's Judd.
Save the formal introductions, mister. Just fork over $26.
Yes. Now, $26.
Correct. I had 3 flat tires and 1 tire completely ruined. Now, that's what they did to me, dragging boards with nails into the street.
My kids?
Mister, we didn't mean to do it.
Tell that to your old man, Sonny. 26 smackers.
Yeah. Oh, well, now, I have to tell you, I was only fooling. I'm not their father.
That's right, mister.
You see, even he knows that I'm not his father.
Hi, Buster. Now, what's it going to be? $26 or a punch in the nose?
Take the punch in the nose.
Just a minute. Calm down. I have the $26. 26.
That's better.
These aren't my kids.
Children realize you have just cost me $26?
We're sorry, Mr. Wilson.
It wasn't our fault,
Dad.
Never mind. Sit down. Finish your ice cream. Now, look, children, the real Mr. Griffin will be here any second. So...
Wait a minute, Mr. Wilson. Didn't you say Mr. Griffin was a good friend of yours?
Yeah, I did. Now, when you arrive...
Then why didn't you know what he looked like?
We are pen pals.
Something smells fishy to me.
All right, fellas, I'll level with you. I entered a contest, which I won. But in order to collect my prize, the man who is coming here this afternoon must think that I have 4 sons.
I hate to say it, Mr. Wilson, but I sure am disappointed in you.
That's why you helped us with the clubhouse and joined our Explorers Club
and bribed us with this party.
I've been bribed.
Please, children, you don't understand.
You even took an oath in blood, Mr. Wilson.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Oh, no, children, you can't leave me now. I'll even pay you.
Mr. Wilson, there isn't enough money to...
pay us?
Just name your own price.
$1 million.
Gee, Dennis, we could use some money for Piss Helmet.
Well, we can at least talk it over, I suppose. Come on, fellas.
Oh, good. But hurry.
I'd like one.
Okay, Mr. Wilson, we'll be your sons on one condition, that you buy each of us a new Piss Helmet.
That'll cost $10.
It's a deal. Yeah. $10. There he is. Come on, fella. Come on. Line up. Right here. Now remember, Timmy, Judd, Harry.
Murray!
No, Malcolm!
Mr. Wilson?
Mr. Griffin, come in, sir. Come in. I want you to meet my four fine sons. Timmy, Judd, Harry, and Malcolm.
Fine-looking lads, indeed. Well, you certainly are a big chap for 9 years old, Harry.
9 years old? Are you kidding?
Boy, why don't you finish your ice cream?
Wait a minute. What's your name again, son?
Timmy Mitchell, sir.
Mitchell?
Yeah, he's our stepson.
And you haven't given him your own name?
Well, you see...
My last name is William.
He's a stepson by my second wife.
He hates
me. Seymour, I don't hate you.
Seymour?
Oh, well, I changed his first name to Malcolm because I don't like Seymour.
See? You changed his first name, but not his last. Mr. Wilson, what kind of a stepfather are you?
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson would make a swell stepfather for any kid.
Mr. Wilson? You make your stepsons call you Mr. Wilson?
Oh, well, I'm a firm believer in strict discipline.
That's why he beats me.
The child has a vivid imagination.
Well, now to get on with the real purpose of my visit.
Ah, yes, the contest.
What size shoes do you wear, children?
Size shoes?
You won the 268th prize, Mr. Wilson. A new pair of shoes for each of your four sons.
Boy, do you hear that, Dennis? Can we get hiking shoes, Mr. Griffin?
Oh, you certainly can, young man. On second thought, you can fill out your own size. Here's a gift certificate for you, and one for you, and one for you.
I'll take those.
You will not. And one for you.
Oh, boy, thanks a lot, Mr. Griffin.
You're quite welcome, children. And Mr. Wilson, may I suggest that you try to be a better father and adopt these boys?
You'll never adopt me.
You poor lad.
You, sir, are a terrible man. Good day.
$15 for the party, $2 for dues, $26 for tires, $10 for fifth helmet. That comes to $53. $53 and for what?
We got free shoes, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, well, my mom and dad be surprised.
Children, will you please all go home?
Okay, Mr. Wilson. And don't feel too bad. We forgive you.
Yeah, especially after we get our new fifth helmet.
And take us to the circus.
Oh!
I wonder what my horoscope said for me today.
Mr. Wilson, believe it or not, I got some swell news for you.
I don't believe it, but what is it, Dennis?
Since Seymour's getting a new pith helmet, he said you can have his own one.
Oh,
we'll be by to pick you up in a half an hour, Mr. Wilson.
Pick me up, whatever for?
To put you through your initiation for the Explorers Club.
Dennis, if you think I'm going through that ridiculous initiation of yours after all this, you are out of your cotton-picking mind.
John, dinner's ready.
You'll be in a minute, Mrs. Wilson.
You hurry, dear. I don't want things to get cold.
Just as soon as I finish this silly banana.
Come on, Mr. Wilson, you can do it.
Yeah, he's doing it.
He's a hero. He's a superhero. He's a superhero dog. And it's time to stop crime with a rhyme. With Underdog, next on Nick in the Morning.
has been a Screen Gems film production.